We sometimes bill our program as a slice of Americana, and today's broadcast certainly fills that theme. We visit with a lady who built her own museum, quite by accident in the beginning, but today a unique slice of history that people from around the world come to enjoy. The American Countryside returns after this.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You've heard from me about the amazing opportunities this faith-based company offers to folks both in the country and the city. Maybe you've been thinking of ways to earn extra money or even begin a new career, connect with others, or just find something you enjoy. Let me share with you how you can get started at no cost to you. This is the perfect time to check out 31. You can connect with me and my team at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. Begin the new year with 31 today.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
Anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Andrea Luden is the curator of one of the most unique museums you will find in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, or any other part of the nation for that matter.
I have the collection of the Museum of Salt and Pepper Shakers. The collection is 20,000 pairs of salt and pepper shakers. And what I admire of them is the creativity of the people that make all these containers for only salt and pepper.
Yes, Andrea has over 20,000 pairs of salt and pepper shakers, which leads many people to ask, why did she ever begin collecting them? It all began with a search for a pepper grinder.
I'm from Belgium, so when I came to the country, I was looking for a grinder. So I found beautiful grinders, and I put them on the window in the kitchen. And my friends believed that I was collecting, so everybody came with salt and pepper shakers.
Andrea lights up when she speaks of the collection, with her hands laden with beautiful bracelets. You'll find selections devoted just to animals, countries, cars, foods. It's safe to say people have made shakers in the likeness of just about everything. And despite what you might think, there are many collectors around the globe.
You have lots of collectors all over the world. The biggest ones is Australia. And I do the museum so the people know what exists. You see, that's why I do it.
She's still adding to her collection, although not at the same pace as she once was.
I like the hunting. For me, it's so relaxing. You see, I go to a place and I start to find that piece I don't have. And then it's endless. You can collect forever. You never go to have everything.
It's a unique stop that shares the story of how we've salted and peppered our food over the decades. Traveling the countryside in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McCrae.